The Fleischmann's Yeast Hour, presenting a variety entertainment directed by Rudy Valley.
Everybody, this is Rudy Valley and Company. Our cast tonight includes
Mr. Paul Rope,
that great Negro singer who, in my opinion, is one of the finest voices the world has ever known.
Miss Ann Butler,
variety comedian with a unique personality and comedy method.
The Beverly Hillbilly,
number one radio act from the Pacific Coast, recently arrived from California.
Peter Dixon and Aline Berry,
the creators of Raising Junior in an original radio drama.
Miss Mitzi Green,
the charming child actress whose movies, from Honey to Little Orphan Annie, you have seen and enjoyed.
I know a secret.
Please, Mitzi, not now.
Oh, but I know a secret. I know a secret.
All right. Go ahead and tell everybody.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the secret is this. I'm not really such a very little girl anymore. I'm 12 years old, going on 13. And I'm awfully tired of saying I know a secret. There. And I hope you'll pardon me for talking about myself. How's that, Uncle Rudy?
That's fine, Missy. Here, here's a dime for you.
Oh, gee. Uncle Ben Burney always gives out quarters. Sunset and twilight, my evening song. Differences between the stage and radio is the surprising lack of successful women comics on the air. To remedy this deficiency, we hereby nominate Miss Ann Butler, our first guest tonight. Miss Butler is assisted this evening by Jimmy Wallington. Enter Jimmy and Miss Butler.
Fine Thanks, Rudy. That was a swell introduction, dearie. But don't go away. Jimmy and I want you to stay around and join the act for a while. You know, Rudy, the three of us just kidding and laughing and joking. I know you'll enter into the spirit of the thing.
Oh, you bet I will. I love to tell jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And that reminds me. It seems that there were two Irishmen, Pat and Ginsburg. So Mike, I mean Pat, said, what's the idea of eating spinach with a ladle?
Pardon me, Rudy. What did he say?
Can't you hear well? He said, what's the idea of eating spinach with a ladle?
Thanks, Rudy. That was a very nice joke. Now you can run along and study your music.
Wait a minute. I haven't told the joke yet.
Mime is play, Croon Prince. Mime is play. Don't let me stop you.
No, don't worry. So Ginsburg replies, well, there's something I forgot to explain. It seems that Tony. No. Wait a minute. I mean Rastus had a brother who lived in Memphis, Tennessee, or at least used to live in Memphis. You see, his sister was a Parcheesi expert. Well, about 2 years after that, they...
Rudy, if you don't mind, would you just skip the verses and come to the chorus? Pat or Frankenstein or whoever it was said, what's the idea of eating spinach for the ladle?
That's right, Anne. And little Molly, age 7 months, comes back quick like a mongoose.
Quick like a mongoose. I like that, Rudy.
Quick like a cassowary, little Molly comes back. That wasn't no ladle, that was my knife.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rudy Valley, the singer, telling a joke. And what a swell singer he is. Thanks a thousand times, Rudy. Well, once anyhow. Now, if you want to step around the corner for a sandwich, I'm sure you'll have plenty of time.
Dan, I've got another joke I want to tell.
Fine, Rudy, but suppose you wait about 40 minutes, will you?
But the program will be over in 40 minutes.
You're telling me.
Has he gone, Ann?
Yes. Yes, Jimmy, and get back again over my dead body. I've had enough trouble today, dearie, with my brother straining his back from overwork.
Oh, is your brother a furniture mover?
No, Mahatma. He's a gag writer.
Oh.
He strained his back trying to lift too many old jokes at once.
Nail that down,
dearie. But he's given that up. Now he's an aviator. Why, only yesterday took me up to wave at Balboa.
Well, you did, eh? Did you enjoy your flight, Ann?
Yes, Jimmy. My brother got very mad at me, though. You see, we we took some tongue sandwiches up in case we got hungry.
Wait a minute. This is getting us a little bit involved, Ann.
You're
telling me. Ahead.
Well, the first thing I did, I went and dropped my tongue sandwich overboard.
And he got sore at that?
Furious, Diogenes. He said, bend over, Jimmy, there's a hurricane coming. He said, Anne, it's about time you learn to hold your tongue. Oh, I had seven people help me work that one up, Jimmy.
Well, it was good. That's right, it was
Yeah,
good.
Divine, you sap, not good. Look at your script once in a while, will you?
Anne, how do you know my line?
I ought to. I wrote that one.
So you're pretty versatile, aren't you?
Oh, am I versatile. I was working on a farm last week, way out in the sticks.
Well, that sounds pretty lonely to me, Ann.
Was this place lonely? Pardon me while I have a permanent wave. The first day I was there, the farmer's wife said, there's a fly in our kitchen again. I said, what do you mean again? And she rebounds. This will hamstring you, Jimmy. She rebounds. Well, there was one around here 3 years ago.
Well, Ann, what did you find to do? Did you raise any chicks or anything like that?
Oh, yes, Jimmy, but only a couple. I was afraid of getting caught if I kept on too long.
Now, wait a minute. Try to make sense in this broadcast, will you? They can't do anything to you for raising chicks, you know that.
Oh, chicks! I thought you said checks. Is my face vermilion?
All right, we'll let that one pass. What else did the farmer raise?
Oh, he raised deer, Jimmy. Was this farmer a great deer fancier? He had the cutest little fawn, purple with green spots.
What? Be reasonable, will you? A purple fawn with green spots.
Yeah, some fawn, hey, kid?
And you might at least put out your hand, you know, when you're getting ready to pull gags like that. Say, Peggy wasn't there at that farm with you, was she?
Oh, Jimmy, don't mention that girl. Honestly, when I think of Peggy, I'm ready to be boiled in vinegar. Say, this'll maim you, Jimmy. Peggy just came back from a nudist colony.
A nudist colony, eh? Boy, I hope this isn't going to be a scandal about Peggy now.
Don't worry, handsome. She didn't let him get a thing on her all the time she was there.
I get it, Ann. I get it.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah. Say, was this really a good nudist colony?
Oh, Jimmy, was this a good one? Peggy said it outstripped any colony she'd ever seen. Say, dearie, Peggy was crazy about it. She claimed. She claimed it was the first place she'd ever been where she could wear the same evening dress 7 nights running.
Why, Ann? Do they run all the time there?
Say, Jimmy, I think it's time for you to go out and get a sandwich, too. But you know, you should have seen the mosquitoes she brought back with her.
Oh, mosquitoes, eh? Were they pretty big mosquitoes?
Big. Were they big? Get this, Jimmy. Peggy said she didn't mind them drilling holes in her tires, but she gave up when she saw two of them dragging the camp cook out the door one night.
And that sounds like a pretty tall story to me.
Well, Peggy's a pretty tall girl.
And I'll bet you gave up and came back to civilization after that, didn't
you? Oh, yes, Jimmy, and I asked her about that. I said, Peggy, how does it seem to return to civilization? And she pleads, well, the first day I got back, I saw a lynching, two holdups, a riot, and seven murders.
Back to civilization, eh?
Say, listen, Jimmy, sometimes people get them without your explaining.
My mistake. Say, you haven't heard any news of Peggy's sister, have you, lately?
You mean Ag?
That's
Aggie.
Right, Aggie, yeah.
Oh, that girl will be the demise of me. Death to you, Jimmy. And I hope it comes soon. Aggie's just been to Europe.
Oh, really, Ann? How did she find France?
What is it?
I said, how did she find France?
Oh, she just took the boat, Jimmy. She just took the boat.
Well, you know, France is a very interesting country. I'll bet Peggy got a lot out of France.
Say, listen, Jimmy. If Aggie or anybody else could get anything out of France, President Roosevelt would put him in the Treasury Department tomorrow.
And laugh when he's unhappy. Sometimes I wish I were a clown. I'd like to sing away my sorrow, every frown. Those lively jingles never cheer me. I sing of love, but no one hears me. I've got to sing a torch song, for that's the way I feel. When I feel a thing, then I can sing. It must be real. I couldn't sing a gay song, that wouldn't be sincere. I could never croon a happy tune without a tear. I have my dreams, but one by one they vanish into the sky. I try to smile and face the sun, but romance passes by. I've got to sing a torch song to someone far apart, for the torch I bear is burning there right in my heart. Age 12 of Hollywood and Brooklyn. I used to know Mitzi when she first went on the stage about 3 years ago. She was a sweet kid then, and I'm glad to discover, when I met her again this week, that she is still just a nice little girl, entirely unspoiled by her Hollywood experience. Her remarkable gift of mimicry is, I think, quite unequaled on the stage. She has prepared for us three of these personality impressions and a song of her own. The first impression, Bert Lahr, Miss Mitzi Greene.
Oh, oh, hiya, Rudy. How things and stuff. Oh, gee whiz, God. Is this some program? Is this a colossal aggravation of the wonders of the world? They're more than wonders. They're wonderful. Some fun, eh, kids? Some goings-on. Jolly times, happy days, and merry moments. Gong, 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 gong. I'd love to stick around, Rudy. I'd love to stick. But I gotta see my Emma. I gotta see my Emma. So long, Rudy, old boy. I'll be seeing you. Gong, 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 gong. My time is your time. Your time is my time.
Hi-ho, everybody. Rudy Valley announcing. I'd like to give you my impression of Maurice Chevalier giving his impression of my impression of him.
All I want is just one girl, and I have to have one girl. I could really use more, even three or four, but one is enough. All I want is just one girl, so there only is one girl. That is plenty for me, just as long as he is doing it so. All I want is just one girl, that little way, yeah. From a certain sweet someone, I'm eager to press into my yacht. All I want is just one kiss, and I have to have one kiss. All I want is one, all I want is one.
Popcorn, soda water, ice cream, chewing gum, step right this way.
charm of the guy in gray. Oh, I hope that he won't get gay with my last year's girl, my last year's thrill. I can feel her caresses still. Oh, and I still have to pay the bill for my last year's thrill. I never knew what no meant when I was her big moment. The situation makes me mighty blue. There goes my last year's girl with a cute little snoop held high. Oh, I envy the lucky guy with my last year's girl. There goes my last year's girl on the arm of the guy in blue. Oh, I hope that he soon gets through with my last year's girl, my last year's throb, hanging out with a brand new mob. Oh, and who's got the headman's job with my last year's throb? She must have found a new love to take the place of true love. Why did I ever let her get away? There goes my last year's girl with a skin that I love to touch. Oh, I guess that I care too much for my last year's girl. Closes our occasional broadcast on the Pennsylvania route. Will not be heard after the end of this month when we embark on a tour of one-nighters. Our successor, I believe, will be Phil Harris, whose great popularity on the West Coast has resulted in a call to New York. Good luck to you, Phil.
By Rudy Valley, who presents Paul Robeson, Mitzi Green, Ann Butler, Peter Dixon, Aline Berry, and the Beverly Hillbillies.
The Three Beverly Hillbillies, discovered by a wandering press agent in an abandoned swimming pool far back in the Malibu Mountains beyond the Beverly Hills. Captured alive and brought, kicking and screaming, to Hollywood. They became overnight the greatest radio attraction on the Pacific Coast. Fresh from a triumphant personal appearance at Sid Grauman's Chinese Theater, they have brought their bids to Broadway in this microphone as follows.
we'll take a trip. Kiss Susan Jane goodbye at Fountain. I'm going to sigh to the land of the sky. Down on the mountain, where the north winds blow and we're going to have snow, hail and the rain comes down the sea. I'll make love to some turtle dove. The mountain, holy lady, 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 lady.
What is it, Zeke?
This sure is a pretty place, ain't it?
I'll say, Zeke, it's right here.
What's the name of this place, Pappy?
Well, it says here on this little tin can, NBC Network.
Sure must have took them a right smart belt in it.
If you want to get to heaven, hell, better get down on your knees and pray. All you gambling stealing, better quit saying 7-11. Get yourself revamped for judgment day.
Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Hallelujah.
When you hear that trumpet blast, I'm coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
When you eat that stolen chicken pie.
Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Hallelujah.
When you hear that trumpet blast, I'm coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Adam plus Eve, plus the inevitable apple tree, plus a few thousand or a few million years, and the result, a typical Tin Pan Alley tune. Trouble in Paradise. Thank you. trouble in paradise. How did it start? We were in paradise, now we're apart. We were so gay in love, eager to stay in love, dream life away in love, heart to heart. Trouble in paradise ended our dreams. Trouble in paradise, stranger than lonely am I again, learning to cry again, paying the price for trouble in paradise. Tonight's dramatic sketch is an original radio play prepared for this program by Peter Dixon, one of the very few playwrights who have built personal reputations writing directly for the air. Mr. Dixon, as you probably know, writes, and with his wife, Aline Berry, acts in the very popular radio serial, Raising Junior. The title of tonight's drama, Help Wanted. The players, Mr. Dixon, Miss Berry, Miss Jean Southern, and Louis Sorin.
Daily Star, want ad department. Yes, I'll take your ad, mister. Go ahead. Yes, I'll read it back to you. For sale, diamond solitaire, almost 2 carats. Perfect, sacrifice, 833 8th Avenue. Yes, it'll run tomorrow. What's your telephone number, please? Thank you.
Oh, honey, here's the place, 833 8th Avenue.
Oh, it's a pawn shop.
Well, I guess it is, but, you know, I know something about diamonds, and we're going to get a real one for you.
Now, remember, we can't spend too much money.
Oh, sweet. Don't start that now. Come on in.
All right.
Yes? Did I do something for you?
Why, yes, I'd like to see that diamond advertised in the Star this morning.
Oh, yes. It's a great bargain, too. Wait, I got it right here.
Well, is it set in a ring?
Sure. Maybe it just fits the young lady. Look, ain't it beautiful?
Oh, it's lovely.
We'll try it on, hon.
Oh, it's awfully exciting. Oh, look, it just fits.
Well, I guess we're really engaged now. Well, we'll take it. How much is it?
Well, say, I'm really giving it away. $300.
$300?
Make it $275.
Oh, I guess maybe we better look around some more.
Oh, darling, you mustn't buy me this. It's too expensive.
Well, you like it, don't you, hon?
It's lovely, but...
All right, $250.
Sold.
Well, I guess you'll have to wait a few minutes, though. You see, my bank's just a few blocks from here.
Sure, all right, I'll walk over there with you. And for such nice young people, look, a little present. Just the right size.
Oh, a wedding ring, too.
And Daily Star, want ad department. Yes, under apartment to let. Yes. Yes, kitchenette. Yes. Yes, I'll read it back. For rent, small furnished apartment, one room, kitchenette and bath, $40 a month, 956 West 12th Street. Yes. That'll be just 60 cents for one insertion or $1.30 for 3 times.
Well, how do you like the place, darling?
Oh, it's nice. It isn't very big. Oh, but then it'll be cozy. Oh, how much did you say the rent was?
$40 a month, in advance.
Well, it seems like a lot for me to have to walk up 3 flights.
Oh, but the exercise won't hurt us, dear. Listen, I can afford it.
Oh, Donnie, you can't really. I think you spent every cent on that engagement ring.
Yes, but just look at it. I mean the ring. Honey, we won't even have to turn on the lights with that ring around. All right, we'll take it, and we'll move in right away. Well, I mean we'll move in tomorrow. You see, we're getting married this afternoon.
You see, he can't leave his job, so we're going to postpone our honeymoon.
Well, I hope you young folks is happy here. Could I have a deposit?
Oh, sure. Here you are.
Oh, hey, thank you. Well, now, just look around all you want, but don't be late for your own wedding.
You think it'll be all right, dear?
Mm-hmm. Because it'll be home. Just think, darling, our own home.
Daily Star, want ad department. Situations wanted, mail. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes. Yes, I'll read it back. Experienced newspaper man once worked as publicity representative. Box A31, the Star. Have you a telephone, mister? Oh, well, you'll have to come in and pay for the ad before we can run it.
Oh, hello, Donnie. So you're home early. Mel, I baked a pie today.
Say, give us a kiss, will you?
There. Well, Donnie, what's wrong?
Well, can you stand a little bad news?
What's happened, Donnie?
Well, I lost my job today. I was fired.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, now, don't worry, sweet. We'll be all right. Listen, I can easily get a job as a press agent. Of course, that'll be an awful come down after being a good newspaper man, but anyway, I'll make more money.
I think it was awful of them to fire you.
Now, listen, you're not going to get upset about this, are you?
No, of course not.
Nah, don't you worry about us. You trust the old man. Now, let's sample that pie. Come on.
You'll get a new job soon, won't you?
Oh, sure. Probably tomorrow.
Oh, because... Well, never mind. It'll be all right.
And Daily Star, want ad department. What's that, lady? Oh, sure. We're listed under diamonds and jewelry for sale. Yes. 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 Yes, okay. I'll read it back. For sale, diamond ring, value $300. What's your address? Oh, you don't want to give it. Listen, girlie. Why don't you pawn that ring? And then maybe when times get better, you can get it back. Hey, sure, that's it. Oh, that's okay, sister. Bye. Daily Star, one ad department.
Any luck today, Donnie?
No. Oh, guy, sweetheart. You realize I've been out of a job 8 weeks.
Oh, but you'll get one soon.
Oh, I don't know. It's so discouraging. And then to lose a job just when my clothes are beginning to wear out. I was going to get a new suit the next payday.
You should have.
No, we needed the money to live on.
Donnie, tomorrow, you're going to get a new suit, new hat, new shoes, new everything. And you're going to get that job.
Oh, sure, sure I will.
Oh, I mean it. Here's the money.
Gosh, $100. Honey, where'd you get it?
Never mind.
Darling, your ring. Where's your ring? What'd you do with it? Oh, you didn't sell it.
No, dear heart. It's just security for a temporary loan.
Oh, but you shouldn't have. You shouldn't have done that.
It was you that shouldn't have, young man. Oh, you were so extravagant buying that ring. But it'll be all right.
Oh, but dear, I couldn't.
Tomorrow, you get a job. Oh, you've just got to, or I won't get my ring back.
Oh, I'll get it. I'll get it.
Daily Star, want ad department. Rent a house. That would go under the houses to rent. Oh, you mean you want to move into a house? I see. Yes. Yes. Yes, I'll read it back. Wanted. Small furnished home in suburbs. Rent must be reasonable. Yes, that'll run tomorrow. Yes, sir. What's the address?
Well, darling, how do you like living in the suburbs?
Oh, the air's so clean and nice. Oh, it's grand, Donnie.
Oh, I'll say it is. And it's grand to have a job again and a good paycheck. Oh, just when we really needed it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a bit worried now.
Gosh, honey, you know, if you hadn't hocked that ring, and I hadn't got that new suit, and I don't suppose I'd ever had a chance for this job.
You didn't fail me, Don. You got the job.
Mm-hmm, I just had to. Now you have your ring back, and we have this little home. Say, honey, in another year, we'll be able to buy a place of our own bigger than this.
Well, we'll have to be sort of conservative from now on.
You mean on account of him?
Oh, well, how do you know it'll be a him?
Daily Star, want ad department. What? You did. Oh, you're right, Sid. 8 pounds, my goodness. Well, you've got the wrong office. Hey, Lil, switch this guy to Blessed Events, will you? Yeah, he just had a baby. Daily Star, want ad department. Yes, sir. Wait. What was that? Oh, hey, Leo, get that guy back on the line. Here's an advertiser with a baby carriage for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Vermont Photography, for humor supplied by Charlie Ruggles, for the sartorial perfection of Phil Harris, and if Phil is listening, I'm only kidding. On all these counts, Melody Cruz rates 4 stars. Particularly engaging was the manner in which this tune was used repeatedly throughout the picture. And the title, Isn't This a Night for Love? Just right for love, dear. Isn't that a friendly moon on high in the sky of blue? Isn't this a gay romance? Just to think it came by chance, dear. What a lucky break that you passed by and that I met you. Now all the stars are the notes you see in a symphony sublime. Each little sigh forms harmony with our hearts in time. Isn't this a night of bliss? Was there ever one like this, dear? Could it sweeter be in heaven above? From our program of 2 weeks ago. I was so impressed by the effectiveness of their sax and accordion combination that I have decided to bring them back for an occasional bow. Tonight, their version of My Oh My is a prelude to a couple of vocal choruses by Alice Faye. Line of his brilliant career is, I'm sure, known to most of them. Rutgers College and Columbia Law School graduate, Phi Beta Kappa student, All-American football player, concert artist, and actor.
He has succeeded superbly in many endeavors against no small odds. This week saw the completion of his first motion picture, Eugene O'Neill's The Emperor Jones. Tonight's radio appearance is his final American concert before a trip abroad. Mr. Paul Robeson. Mr. Robeson's first number, Waterboy, with Lawrence Brown, noted arranger, at the piano.
Waterboy, where are you hiding? If you don't come, I'm going to tell you, mammy. There ain't no hammer that's on this mountain that rings like mine, boy, that rings like mine. I done bust this rock, boys, from here to Macon, all the way to the jail, boys, yes, back to the jail. You jack of diamonds, now you jack of diamonds. Well, I know you're a bold boy. Yes, I know you're a bold. You rob my pocket. Yes, you rob my pocket. You done rob my pocket. Of a silver and a gold. What a boy. Don't come, I'm going to tell you, mammy.
Belongs very close to the top in any list of American music. Old Man River.
That I long to cross. and then he's soon forgotten. But old man River, he just keeps going along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Hold that barge, lift that veil. You get a little drunk and your land's in jail. I get weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living and scared of dying. But
chairs the front seat on the aisle for this show. This is Rhodey Valley bidding you all good night.